Week's Peak, hosted by Ralph Tranchi and Ezra Molina.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Week's Peak. How's it going? Ralph Tranchi, the normal host, we don't know where he is. He's gone missing.
Yo. Y'all really thought you were going to get an episode without the one and only Ralph Tranchi? Hell nah, alright? You always going to get your Ralph Tranchi weekly dose. So I'm here. My fault. I wasn't able to make the episode. But y'all got a fire episode coming up right now with Ezra and Dimitri. So, hey, enjoy it.
So, for this week, we have me, Ezra Molina, the cool co-host. And we also have a cool person from another episode. Introduce yourself, little friend.
It is I, Dimitri, back again for another week's peak, with this time with my boy, Ezra.
Thank you. Thank you for introducing me, the host.
That's really cool of you. I got you, bro.
I really appreciate that. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, dude.
That's cool. Good. Have you gotten your single glass of milk yet today?
I'm working on it. I'm about halfway through.
halfway through. Have you taken your pills yet?
I haven't taken my pills for months. My doctor's been calling me every day.
Oh, that's bad, Dimitri. Your girlfriend really wants you to take those. You know, she says you get really angry without those pills.
Fuck, I still have a girlfriend. Damn.
You don't remember Katie?
Of course I remember her, but she's been
calling me. She's been wondering where you were.
Dude, I'm in the fucking mountains.
You're in the mountain. Dude, Katie's in the suburbs. She needs you. You have a daughter.
I can't, dude. This is my only outlet. This is stupid.
This is video game. What's your favorite video game? Do you like Minecraft?
Right now, I'm completely addicted to Valorant.
Oh, isn't that the game for, like, children?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, no, I heard about that. I've heard the studies. I've, you know, heard both sides of the argument. InfoWars actually, leaned in on this, too. And I have to say that after hearing all the information, I think that game's for little babies.
There's some small children that play. I mean, I won't deny.
There are some small children. They're funny.
Oh yeah. Kids that get really annoyed at you, especially when you just aren't playing very seriously. It's just the funniest shit.
Yeah, it's really funny. They're like, dude, I'm trying to rank up, dude.
Dude,
stop messing around.
The funniest shit is even when they're not trying to rank up, even when I'm just playing unrated, and you can attest to this because you played a lot of these.
Oh yeah.
Just the funniest guy is just being so serious even in unrated games, and it's just these are video games. This is supposed to be fun.
This is not a video game. This is their sport, dude.
I know. This is their esports.
An unrated match of the free to play game is like their Olympics.
Oh yeah, of course.
It's just hardcore for them. Mm-hmm. Dude, have you heard the news?
It hit me. I don't know.
I'm not talking about any particular news. I'm just asking if you watch the news.
I do watch the news every once
You're
in a
old.
While.
You're old. Shut up. You're irrelevant.
Dude, I am a boomer. I read You're articles and I watch the news.
Don't say that term. I do read articles though. I like reading.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
not like books. Nice. Those are for stupid kids and my dad.
Oh man, that reminds me.
Who's not
me
a stupid kid. He's a big strong man.
Yeah.
Kind of like you.
I have to say one thing. Thank you. Also, my summer reading, dude. I have not started at all. I don't intend to.
Oh, you have summer? I didn't even check. I'm not going to do it.
I checked the book, and then I looked on, what's it called? The audiobook website, Audible.
Oh, audible.com?
I made another free account and got the book for free.
As you do, as one
as
does.
As I do every time. And it's a 4-hour audiobook, so I'm not really...
Oh my god, that's short.
I know. That's what I was very surprised.
That's like a day, and you'll speed it up too, probably.
Exactly. That's why I'm like the no pressure right now. And it's been what day? It's like a month left till summer.
No, you're good.
Gets back in. Yeah.
It's only if you have to do like an essay or something, then that's the work.
And even I'm not sure because this year, so for my senior year, we pick between two Englishes. I got Hero's Journey and Dystopian Fiction.
Oh, you little Dan Harmon little guy.
I love Dan Harmon. What can I say?
Look at you, conventional storytelling.
I know. Conventional storytelling, what a sinner I am. But one thing I have to say about that is they blanketed the book. They gave one book to all the seniors.
Oh, that's
weird. Unless you're taking XL. And so I'm like, I'm curious what they're going to do, if anything, if we're going to have to write an essay. Or even before I even say that, if I'm even going back to school, which is...
That's true. Everything's up in the air.
Up to date or up to for debate if we're even going back at this point.
Honestly, I don't even... Like, I want to go back a little bit, but I'm kind of enjoying just staying home, watching movies all day and, like, petting my dog. And tormenting my guinea pig, like laughing in its face as it eats with its like gigantic teeth. I don't understand why a creature needs such big teeth.
Yeah, guinea pigs are weird, bro.
They're weird. They're like, you know, Fairly Odd Parents.
Of course.
You know Timmy Turner.
Yeah, hell yeah, it's like, yeah, that. It's like oh, it's now I remember what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay, I yep. Yeah. No,
if you look like that,
big tooth teeth.
If you look like that, how soon would you kill yourself? like how many days?
What was that? I would go World War Z and just pull out my teeth with my bare hands.
I didn't even see that movie. I read the book.
Yeah. Well, this is one scene where I think it was. This guy, he knew he was gonna turn, or he was just in anticipation of it, and he pulled out all of his teeth with his hands, and like, just try, grab your teeth with your hand. There's no way. It's so ridiculous.
I don't think you can do that.
You can't
unless it's
no
like
way.
Loose. Unless it's like wiggling, and you're 4 years
exactly.
old.
Exactly. Even if you try your goddamn hardest, you are not gonna get your teeth out.
It's not gonna happen.
And it's just that scene has stuck in with me because I just find it so ridiculous every time I watch.
I kind of wanted to see the movie because I liked the book a lot because I read it in like third grade. I don't know when movie came out. I forgot. But I heard it was like not very good, so I just didn't watch it. And it haunts me to this day.
Yeah, no, it's definitely I wouldn't watch it if you don't want to. It's not worth it.
Okay. I told you about this the other day. The Last of Us 2, it's like a zombie game.
Yes.
Dude, that game is intense.
Really? Dude, I could never play a game like that.
Dude, why not? It's not scary. I promise you.
Dude.
I know you get scared.
If it's not scary, maybe, bro. Maybe. But I can't do horror games.
It's barely even a horror. It's
even
just
if
more
it is
of
zombie,
a good story.
Okay.
And really good stuff. I mean, it's on PS4, so you're kind of screwed.
Oh, then, yeah, never mind. I don't care.
Yeah, you're an Xbox soy boy.
I'm not even an Xbox soy boy anymore. I'm a PC, yeah, you're just a PC. Chad, Alpha Chad now.
PC Alpha Chad. Dude, I love my PC, but I absolutely need a Nintendo and Sony console. Because there's just so much. You know I like single-player stuff. So
oh, yeah, of course. I was going to say.
That's where all the good stuff is.
For single-player people, it's like it's... consoles are definitely the better way in general,
but I mean just computers are great. I would never go without a gaming PC.
When I think about buying especially with the new Xbox and PlayStation, they're like $500. I'm like, dude, just buy a computer. Like, it's more, but it's like you're gonna have it for many more years, and it's you have a device to play video games, and you have a device for literally anything else.
It does everything.
It doesn't make sense to me to limit yourself.
I will say I do agree with that, but where we are who we are, like, we're fine like tinkering with settings and stuff because oftentimes things don't work in certain games.
That's true.
But like the mass population does not want to do that.
Yeah. I guess consoles would be easier for people who are less technologically there in their own minds. Yeah. And then, if they don't care enough, then just get a console.
Some people, it's just too much effort, and like I get that. Especially because like some PC ports of certain games are just garbage. They're just completely rushed out, even though it should be the best way to play.
There are some games where I couldn't imagine playing on PC, like GTA. That's one I loved on Xbox before I got a PC, and I just couldn't play it on here without just grabbing and connecting a controller.
Oh yeah, for that I use both. I use like the controller for driving, and even like the gunplay. It's just so designed for a controller in mind.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I'm glad it's on. I think everything should be on everything though.
Any game that has heavy aim assist is obviously made for a controller.
Oh yeah, and like that's fine. I think it works for some games, but I don't know. I don't want to play like a competitive shooter with aim assist. Some of those exist. And
yeah, that's why I don't think Valorant is gonna end up on consoles and phones like they've been saying.
No, I think it will only because money, but I don't think it's gonna last.
There is that, however, it's gonna very much damage their competitive feel to the game. Like there's gonna be no competitive feel if there's aim assist.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do crossplay or anything.
Oh god, Oh god, no.
I frankly hope that they like for console port make aim assist or make the hitboxes bigger or something for those players, because that makes it actually fun for them and like achievable. Yeah. But don't get any of that stuff in PC.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, CS:GO started as I believe on Xbox. Funny enough.
No, it started as a Half-Life 2 mod, but it got popular on Xbox.
Okay, that's what it was. Thank you.
Half-Life 2, but Half-Life 1. Sorry.
Because aim assist was horrible, and then it didn't really work until it went over to the PC. And then that's when it got really popular, much more popular.
God, I couldn't, even more than Valorant, I couldn't imagine playing that on
console. Oh my God, yeah.
I think I played the Xbox 360 port once. I think that was my first Counter-Strike experience.
Oh, wow.
And I was like 6 or something. I was terrible at it.
I was gonna say maybe I wasn't. Had to be very young.
No, I was young. It was like I wasn't 6. It was right when CS:GO first released, so like 2012. Mm-hmm. So younger me still, but not like stupid young.
Yeah.
Like just mostly stupid young. You know how it is. One thing I will say is that I'm definitely buying a PS5. Even without the games, I need a 4K Blu-ray player. So that is a big thing because I love my Blu-rays.
That's one thing I wish I had. I just got the regular DVD player up here with me. I wish I had a.
Never mind. You have the. Oh, did you sell your Xbox yet?
No, it's just sitting in my room right now.
Oh man, you should name it.
Plug, please contact me at Dimitri_Kritsepis@gmail.com /www.upyourbutt to buy my Xbox, please. Thank you. $300, $300 Xbox. I don't know what
original launch
original,
model.
Original Xbox, never been played on. Please buy.
An addendum to that note, please take that email and dox this person and get all the info you can.
Please, God. SWAT
him 13 times. Fetishes. what's the name of the chick from, like, the Disney Channel show who doxed the kid for, saying a slur?
Oh, God, I don't like that person. She's on Twitter a lot, though. You posted about her, didn't you?
I think I did. I think I said... I don't know what I said. It was something probably mean or negative. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I delete most of my tweets.
Just one of them Karens, I guess.
She's like 20.
I know. She acts like one, though.
I don't know how you can act like a big celebrity when your biggest role was like being a 5-year-old on a sitcom aimed for also 5-year-olds.
I know, right? Yeah.
And not even like an ultra popular one. Like, it's popular, but it wasn't super popular or anything. I don't get that.
Totally.
Did you hear about the unrelated, but the... I mean, obviously you heard about it, but the...
Transition time. Yeah, transition time. It's the transition song with Dimitri Kritsepis. All right, let's go. What's up?
That's a good song.
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you for making my forced transition a little bit more...
Lighthearted?
It's a word for, like, musical. Lighthearted. You added a musical. Nice golden age Hollywood magic. Thank you.
Dude, this has been going pretty well.
This is fun. No, this is good. This is how all podcasts should be.
Let's get maybe into your transition.
Yeah, my cool transition. Dr. Disrespect, dude.
Ah, yeah.
Cool mustache man. I wouldn't call him cool. I don't watch him.
He doesn't seem like a cool man.
No.
There's been a lot of controversy around him already before this.
Oh yeah, didn't he? What did he do at E3?
He did something. Went to like bathrooms and filmed people. Like, I don't know if he filmed people like over stalls, but it was really weird and awkward, and I think he got a lot of flack for that.
It's pretty cool. I have a friend who does that. Not to like random people in public. That'd be horrible.
You have a friend that goes and records people in the bathroom?
No, he just does it. He just does it to like one person, and he's like fine with it.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
it's the transition song. Let's transition to a different subject.
What was I gonna say? I don't know. Something mullet guy wig. Have you seen him without his wig?
No.
He just looks like a normal guy with like a porn star mustache.
I'm not gonna say I love, but I really like people with mustaches like that.
I can't grow that type of mustache.
I would never grow one myself. However,
I'd grow one as a joke.
I like it.
It works for the people that it's on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the thing? What's the app? It's like Vine, but for stupider people.
Ah, yes. I know exactly what you mean. It's the TikTok app.
Yeah, the TikTok.
Yes.
Catch a song.
I know, dude. They're going to.
Remember the year 2010?
Yes, that was a good one.
It was a good year.
I remember when Music LY got made into TikTok, and I remember when everyone was like, this TikTok thing is amazing, and
people were like, this Musical.ly thing is lame, but this TikTok thing is cool, even though it's the exact same app.
Yeah, the one thing I always remember, and I'm gonna remember this until TikTok goes down the drain, is, I said the same thing for Musical.ly. I'm like, this is, when everyone was like, this is amazing, this is great, I'm like, it's, in a couple years, it's gonna be gone, and
awesome.
You guys,
it's
gonna be dumb, and everyone's gonna think it's dumb.
You
and
fools
it seems, and I,
laughing at this.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way for TikTok. I feel like in a couple of years, could be years, could be months, who knows, with the banning and the shutdown, it'll go the same way.
It doesn't matter because people are already, they're just going to move to a different app that's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's just a never-ending cycle.
And it really is.
Won't be one that steals data.
What was it before Musical.ly? Would it be Vine or is there
it was a Vine.
Between Vine? Okay.
Did you ever download Vine?
God, no. I watched like YouTube like compilations once or twice, but that's about it.
I tried on YouTube. I looked at like the most popular Vines and people showed them to me all the time. I just don't get the appeal.
No.
They're just really not funny.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say your thoughts on this whole banning TikTok and people not really liking that
I definitely think it should be banned. I think it sucks if people enjoy like the content on the platform no matter how like awful I think it is, but I mean it's not like conjecture that it's stealing information. It is. It's been confirmed for months now. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think it should be blocked because honestly it doesn't, I mean it affects the creators and stuff, but everyone's just gonna move to a different app.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, one thing I have an interesting perspective on, I talked about this with my sister last night, who really loves TikTok and is really into TikTok. She very much denies and doesn't really, she didn't really know or understand about any of the data mining. Mm-hmm. But she blamed it on TikTok, the government wanting to shut it down. At least she blamed it on TikTok filling up the reservations for Trump's rally.
No, that's stupid.
And I explained it. I was like, so you and I explained her what I think. And I was like, so you think that it's more credible that they're shutting it down because of that than shutting it down because China, who we already don't really trust that much, and is known for not lying and using its products not very justly, data mining and
including Hong Kong.
And you think also that India completely banned it for security reasons.
Yep.
You still think that it was because of Trump's rally, and I think I convinced her. But
no.
It's also one more thing before you. I think it's a lot of not wanting to let go. It's something you love and you don't want to let go of it. I told her, I'm like, if YouTube came out with the same thing, I'd be like, no, it's fine. No, like, I wouldn't want to give up YouTube, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would be a little more okay with YouTube because things have been really going south, and I think there either needs to be a competitor or just a new platform that's not that has yet to become as terrible and corporate as YouTube.
Agreed.
But no, definitely, I would be like, wow, what am I gonna do now?
Exactly.
It's Oh, speaking of corporate, shoot, did I just lose my transition? It wasn't even like a topic or anything. I remember. Did you know that YouTube like doesn't even turn a profit?
Oh, really?
Yeah, many Google people for like years have said, basically, yeah, YouTube isn't profitable. It breaks even, but they just more have it because it's like a dominant, like it's an influence thing. You know what I mean?
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, it
does when you think about it, because. Yeah. They don't really pull much revenue.
No. I mean, most of it still goes to their like partners or whatever. Uh-huh. And even if not most of it do, it's just not making that much money.
Like, yeah, now that I think about it, I mean, but the one great thing about it not making much money is there's not much to lose either.
Oh yeah,
like it's just a platform. Like you don't need other than servers, obviously, and there's not much of a loss to keep it running.
Yeah, what I'm saying. So yeah. It's fine. And they're Google. They're not as like. I almost said the word ball hardy. I don't even think that's a word, but they're not as like dedicated as Microsoft to something. Like they won't just keep it open for years just to spite people because they have the money. But I mean. It's an influence thing, so they won't give it up.
Yeah. But I definitely think YouTube needs a competitor, something like that allows more, because this whole wave of banning edgy content in the last couple of years has just been so sad.
And a lot of it's not even edgy content. They've gotten really, really censorship-y on just certain topics. And they've gotten like really like favoritism like to the max. Like how like a YouTuber can't do like a charity stream for like a mass shoot. Dude, remember mass shootings? That hasn't happened anymore.
Thank you, coronavirus. You stopped mass shootings.
Yeah, you stopped mass shootings, yet are killing a decent amount of people. But you can't do like a charity thing where like, you know, it's monetized, but all the profits are going to this and this, and you know what I mean?
Oh, really? You can't?
No, you can't. They'll shut you down and they'll say, that's nice of you, but no. But, like, Jimmy Kimmel can get up on a soapbox and read some terrible monologue someone wrote about him with fake tears in his eyes over a tragedy, and he'll be monetized.
Well, yeah, that's just the difference between a platform and TV, though.
No, but he'll be monetized on YouTube.
Oh, on YouTube. Yeah, that kind of sucks. But that goes with it. He's a big personality. I mean, I like Jimmy Kimmel. I mean,
Jimmy Kimmel. Well,
okay, wait, what? You like Jimmy Fallon more than Jimmy Kimmel?
I mean, I don't like either of them that much. They're all just, you know the taste of milk? Like that, but if it wasn't good.
Okay.
Just bland. That's what they all are, except for Conan.
I mean, I'm not a big fan. I love Conan. He's my favorite, but I'm not a big fan of Jimmy Kimmel. He gets points because he was on The Man Show, and I watch...
I hate The Man Show.
Oh, really?
It's not funny.
I love the Adam Carolla, and I love the Adam Carolla Show, one of the most... probably one of the second most profitable or biggest podcasts behind Joe Rogan, I think.
Who's Adam Carolla? I know nothing about.
So he was the other guy on The Man Show, other than Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, that's the other. Oh, okay.
And now he does he was a radio host. He was on Loveline, and now he does the Adam Carolla Show. I believe it is the second or third biggest podcasts in.
Wow.
Yeah, I think something like that. I'm curious. I'll look it up.
This is going to be a little hypocritical because we're speaking on one right this very second. But I don't really get the appeal of podcasts. I get it, but I mean, can you explain it? You listen to podcasts.
I don't listen to podcasts as much. I listen to them while I'm driving. It's a good break from when I don't want to listen to music, honestly.
Okay, I can understand that.
And I can make a clarification now. So the Adam Carolla Show is the number one daily downloaded podcast in the world.
Oh, God.
Because they do every day except for the weekends. So,
yeah, geez.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Weekly is the most I could ever do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, hey, it's pretty good. So that and I listen to it, especially when school was in. I'd listen to it almost every day.
Oh, just driving there.
Yeah. Because it does have something there. It's not like they completely run out of stuff. They are great at talking every day, and they can make an interesting podcast almost every day.
That's good. How long are they? Are they like an hour or something?
No, they're like 2 hours, because there's two parts every day. I think it's around an hour, 2 hours to 2 hours, 30 minutes. And that's not his only podcast. He does like four other podcasts as well. So this guy, yeah. He is a busy man.
Oh yeah, the movie we watched this week, because on this official Week's Peak Wednesday podcast, I do my famous movie reviews, but actually Dimitri is kind of a movie man himself.
I'm very much also a movie man. Unlike this man I have the pleasure of talking to, I lean a lot more to movies and shows, but I also am a very big movie man.
Yeah, not as big of a cinephile as me, but definitely a true blue movie man.
Yes.
True blue. Is that even how you say it at all?
Oh, yeah. Probably in some
language. I almost said True Blood, like the vampire show.
Uh-huh.
The HBO. But yeah, would you like to introduce the cool movie that no one has ever heard of before?
This is A Thing from Another World.
A Thing from Another World.
I'm just kidding. It's The Thing, the 84 one or 82.
Not the Howard Hawks The Thing.
Definitely not.
I've heard it's pretty good.
Is it? I don't know. Okay, I'll take your word on it.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it, dude. But I have it recorded, so I'll check it out. Howard Hawks makes good stuff, though.
Okay, that's true.
Well, made. I think he's dead. Rest in peace. But what do you – I mean, I think I know how you feel about this movie, because this movie rocks, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. It's a classic, a horror classic, honestly.
Yeah, no. Everyone's seen this movie, and if you haven't, definitely watch it. Oh, this is John Carpenter's best film, for sure.
For 100%. 100%.
Mm-hmm. It's you go.
No, I just had, like, two things I just wanted to mention about it.
Okay, go.
So first thing is I love – one of my favorite parts of the movie is you – whenever – especially in conversation scenes, you never know who the thing is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one great reason why. It's because John Carpenter never gave any direction – to anybody saying you're in this scene you are the thing. Like, he never told anyone that.
That's clever.
So that was one thing, that because even the actors were always like, I wonder if I am, or I wonder if the person I'm talking to in the scene could be it. They were always on their toes, same as the audience. And another thing I wanted to mention is they actually chilled the set at all times to 40 degrees.
Oh, that's awesome.
So whenever a character looks cold, they're not in some nice warm set. They're kind of suffering a little bit.
That's really cool, actually. No pun intended. No, that's fitting. That's really smart. One thing I want to, you know what, just for like, I don't know who listens, like what the demographic is of this podcast, but if you're like, I don't know, six and you've never heard of this movie, basically think of The Hateful Eight in Antarctica. Let's go with that.
So, okay, that's very interesting, because that was another point. That was my last point I was going to bring up about this movie. In the original score, there's a music listed in the score. However, it was never in the movie.
Yeah, it was only called, in the soundtrack.
So it was called, Bestiality by, Ennio Morricone, and how that is in The Hateful Eight, and I love that song.
Oh, it is a great piece.
Don't be scared by the title. It is a great song.
Yeah, do not be afraid, or do not like get really excited if you're a degenerate. No, he just recently passed away. Actually,
did Ennio he really?
Morricone. Oh, wow. Yeah, really sad. He's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
I love the tension in this movie so much.
Oh yeah.
Just like the directions they give, you never know who the thing is. And for a horror movie, it's not even a horror. I wouldn't want to call it that, because it's really more of, I don't know, a thriller? Because most, I mean, there's like gore and stuff, but so much of this movie is just, you know, like dialogue and tension and just escalation.
It's I have a question, or I have a quick, should we give a short, like, what this movie is about, just in case?
Oh, yeah, maybe we should.
Probably, you want to take that away?
You know what, I think you want to take that away.
Okay, so, the thing, 1984 is about basically this, team, a base in Antarctica, who is infiltrated by this, a thing, it's an alien. That we find out, and it can transform into anything or anyone. And basically, that's and then it's the whole movie. It's a very alien trying to kill. It's like one of the first alien kind of. We have to take out this alien before it escapes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and the scene, the movie ends famously. Spoiler alert. Should we go into this?
No, it's from like 1984.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so spoiler alert, at the end of the movie, there's two guys left. The base is destroyed, and we know one of them is the thing. Mm-hmm. And I believe I know who the thing is. Ezra, I'd love to hear who you think the thing is.
You know what? Who I think the thing is? Tip of my tongue. What's the actor's name? I forgot the character name.
I honestly also forget.
Kurt Russell.
wait, you think? Oh, you think it's Kurt Russell?
No, I think it's the guy who isn't Kurt Russell.
Yeah, the black guy, right?
Yeah,
the black guy.
Is it Keith David or am I mixing up my
I'm not Carpenter? Sure. I am not sure. Let's just call him the token black guy for now. but yes, there's a lot of theories that he is the thing.
It's Keith David.
And obviously, it's also the main character isn't. Like, you would think that the main character wouldn't be it. So, but yeah, there's a lot of evidence, and we can touch on it if we want. But a lot of evidence that he was the thing.
I think like one of the like tie-in or like afterward, they did like a crappy comic series. That I watched like a video on it. It's like some weird tie-in canon thing, but I think it was Keith David was the thing, and then I think he like flamethrows him or something, or he does something with the fire at the end.
I feel there's also like the flask, and I think some people say that he like put something in it that wasn't alcohol, like I think it was like some. Like gasoline or something, and that's why when he takes a swig, what's his name? Kurt Russell smiles,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "Yeah, because I know he just took a swig of gasoline. Mm-hmm. He didn't flinch or nothing."
It's one of those things where I don't want to know any more information because just the questions I don't want it answered. It's so interesting. Hair just got in my mouth. Gross.
Yeah, it's one of those movies where it's better left unsaid.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to linger on this movie too much longer because we do have more things to talk about.
All right, let's give your score.
Hold on. We need to just recognize, because it's so good in this movie, the effects.
Ah, yes.
The practical Cronenbergian gore is so good.
I have one. Can I do a short PSA?
Yes, do a PSA.
Fuck all computer generated effects.
Oh, honestly. Okay, not all. Because Mad Max Fury Road and stuff have great CG.
But in general, fuck computer generated effects.
No matter how fake it looks, practical will always be more fun and more lively and more energetic. And it's a dying art form. And it makes, I think, both of us so sad. Mm-hmm.
One thing I read about this movie is the actors, many times when they were around this gore, were visibly disgusted and affected by seeing this so real effects.
Oh,
like they were real and they were in the scene, and the actors were like some like I've heard some were close to vomiting at points. And that provokes a performance you can't get with a ball on a pole.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're really good and a really talented person who acts in a certain way to almost make themselves the character, some people do it. And then again, I don't know anything about acting, so don't get mad at me. Whatever, like high school theater student is watching this, but it's never gonna be the same acting with a guy in a green suit holding up like a dragon's head or something or whatever. I mean, some things work. Life of Pi works, obviously. There are times when, like, certain things, you need CG, and it's a magical Okay. It's a magical technology, but there are so many times when it just, it turns something into a farce, especially when it's not supposed to be.
Yeah, one thing I always think is if you don't need to use CG, just use practical, because it's just, it'll be so much better, honestly, in the long run. Yeah.
And even if it's not realistic, it's a stylistic thing.
Mm-hmm. Because like even if you can tell something isn't real when it's practical, it always is something that's physically there. You can tell that this thing has dimension and this thing has a presence, exactly. Which every time I see something CG, I'm just like, well, that's just CG. That's not there. It's not real.
Yeah. At least there are some times when it really works, but a lot of times, no.
But
especially
most of the time,
gore doesn't work that well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. For things like Blade Runner, the newest Blade Runner, it's fantastic and stuff like that. For environments, hair got in my mouth. For environments, it's computers are great, but for a lot of things, like little characters and stuff, just puppetry and, you know, corn starch and red food dye will always just be there. But I think that's enough morally grandstanding film for one day. What's your take on the big news this week, if you can even call it news? I don't want to say fake news because it's
it's not.
But the Wayfair.
Oh my
thing,
god, this is hilarious! It's so funny. It's honestly hilarious.
Selling children.
It's very funny that people actually think this is something.
Oh my god!
That's the one thing I've taken away from this.
It's so funny.
It's so funny and obviously fake. Like, oh, it's a 10,000 cabinet. Like, cabinets aren't the most goddamn expensive thing already. Like, if anyone has looked into kitchens, like, the cabinets are so fucking expensive.
Well, but even then, they're not even, you can't even purchase them. People have tried. Yeah. They're just out of stock, but they don't want to lose the listing.
Exactly. There's also many other things that disprove this dumb theory.
Many of
the kids like that they say that are named after cabinets have been found. That's one.
Also found for years.
Also that like they came out and said that no, these cabinets are very like these are exactly they price correctly. They're not overpriced. Mm-hmm. But actually one thing I actually have to say that relates to the price that makes a lot more sense is money laundering. Like that would make a lot more sense.
Oh yeah. I mean even that's conspiracy theory but it makes more sense.
It would make
also,
more sense
not-
kids are being kidnapped and sold as cabinets.
I don't want to act like I know anything about the business, but I don't think a young human life is worth $10,000. I think you have to pay a little more. So I think 10, 000, that's one thing.
$10,000 for something like that seems seems
especially
a little
if
cheap.
You're like buying a child because you know they grow up and stuff. Anywho, really, I don't want to sound like too much of a creep saying that, but you're not.
No,
gonna
it makes
get,
sense.
Yeah. It's just not going to happen. Anywho, I've been having a lot of fun seeing what people I know like are like reposting this and really believe
it. Yeah, I actually believe it. And also another red flag is it started on Reddit. That's another red flag for me, at least.
Oh, yeah. No, Reddit's a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine unironically using Reddit.
I know, right?
you wouldn't have to.
I use Reddit too, but not that much.
I use it for like troubleshooting.
Yeah.
I like info on certain things, but that's it.
Yeah.
I don't get people who are like into Reddit. Like, sorry guys, I need to check my Reddit while I'm.
I know. I know a couple kids a couple of my friends who are just they live and die by Reddit.
I guess I'm that way with Instagram, but that's just because it's like I'm not super into it. It's just something to look at.
That's just where I get my daily memes, honestly.
Yeah, just daily memes and like little posts.
Stalking people.
Yeah. Dude, I love stalking people on that app. How do you feel about just the way Instagram is used, like the look, it's a pretty picture of me.
Pretty pictures and like I'm not a big fan of it. Like you see the picture, like we live in California, we got the golden poppies. Mm-hmm. You ever see that before and after pictures of like Instagrammers laying down in a field of golden poppies with
just all crushed
to get a great picture, and then you get an after picture of just a giant like portion of them completely crushed.
That's awesome.
It's just like, yeah, I know, right? I love
killing Instagram. The state. Isn't that like the state flower?
Yes, it is the state flower, and it's actually considered illegal. Obviously, it's not one of the, like, the main laws that people enforce in any way. However, it is considered illegal to destroy them because they are very, like, they're not. There's many of them when they bloom, but in general, they're fairly rare.
That's interesting.
Endangered flower, I believe.
Endangered flower.
Yeah.
I have to. What's the animal that's endangered? Bees.
Bees are endangered? I know that they're like I think they're on the watch list for endangeredness.
Are they? I think they were endangered at. Oh wait, I'm sorry, not endangered. Close, like getting there. Whatever that term.
That's.
Means.
I think that's. So that they are. Bees. Let me look this up. Oh, so the U.S. puts bumblebee on the endangered species list for the first time. This, however, was in 2017.
Okay, so I'm sure, and I know people really do make an effort not to kill bees and stuff.
Yeah, I believe we'll be fine with the bees, because they're one of the major things where people believe that they are good and they actively talk about not killing them and how good they are. Yeah. So they're one of those species who I feel like is on and off the endangered species list. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
No, yeah, I have no problem with bees. I've never got stung. If one stings me, though, I'm going to crush it with my cool canvas Vans, though. But I'm not just going to kill one for sport.
Yeah, of course not. I mean, who does?
Other bugs, though, they will die.
Yeah, wasps, fuck them.
Oh, wasps? I hate wasps. I won't even challenge them. I'll just run away.
I feel like every time I talk about wasps, I look up, like, are they, or someone says, are they even good for the environment? Do they even do anything? But I think, and this could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they eat bugs and they do pollinate flowers. Some of them.
Oh, okay. So they're like edgy bees.
Yeah, they're edgy bees.
Like 4chan bees.
But yeah.
Are you a cool 4chan user, Dimitri?
God, no, I've never used it. Never plan on it.
Yeah. I don't use any message boards. They're all stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Again, only for troubleshooting I use them. But 4chan is not that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, my back hurts. I feel like 60% of Americans. Is that the statistic? It's something
probably.
Like that.
60% of Americans have back pain in there sometime in their lives. One other thing I believe we talked about wanting to talk about is the band Ween. I know you so you recently got into this band probably because of my years of nagging, but it is one of my favorite bands of all time.
You've been bitching to me about not listening to this band for years, and I've finally listened to like two of their albums and a couple just like of their top songs, and I really do like them. They're playful. I like them.
Yeah. I'd love to. Any thoughts on your first listening experience, to at least for and one thing I have to say before you answer is you kind of went into the deep end. You started with them less tame. Like, if you talked to me first, I would have recommended their most tame album, White Pepper, because that one you probably would like get into them much better. But you kind of jumped in there to more of their weirder albums.
Yeah, I just picked the one with the coolest artwork. I'm not going to lie. And I thought Quebec looked really cool.
Yeah, Quebec Quebec is definitely, in my opinion, one of their best albums. Mm-hmm.
No, they just have a really interesting sound. And they don't have like 100 songs that sound the same. Like, unpopular opinion, but Metallica basically just sounds the same to me.
Agreed.
And just a lot of other just rock in general. Mm-hmm. It just sounds like a band made one good song and then remade it 70 times. But a lot of Ween stuff I thought was really cool and like really different from one another.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you hate this band. I don't think you hate them, but you dislike them somewhat. But they really reminded me of kind of Duran Duran. Not like in sound or anything, but just as in all of their albums feel different.
Yeah.
And they're not just the same band all the time. Like, it's the same heart, but they're doing different things.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty dope, as the kids say.
Yes. Yeah, so that's the one, at least that's my favorite thing about the band. And it's tough for me to not like them because I've listened to them for many, like, since I was a baby, probably. Mm-hmm. So I live with them and I kind of just learned to love them. But that's the one great thing about them. They're so different from any other band, and they're different. Every album is different. They have no set genre. I think they're classified, if you look them up, as alternative rock.
Mm-hmm.
However,
yeah, I call it alternative.
Yeah, it's probably that's the closest one.
On it.
That's probably the closest one. However, they've done some pop songs. They've done some jazz. They have a whole country album.
Yeah, I need to listen to that.
Yeah, there's no genre that they haven't touched.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I really do like the band. I think that from what I've heard, unless I just hate like every other one of their albums, I think that they're definitely underappreciated. Because I've never heard a single other person talk about this band besides you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I just have never noticed or I don't know.
Quick message to the audience, if you're wondering like what the fuck band are you guys talking about right now? they are the Ocean Man band in SpongeBob. They did Ocean Man. Sadly, right now I cannot listen to that song anymore just because of all the meme edits to it. Every time I listen to it,
I'm
just
really
like, this isn't cool
memes,
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like cool,
but
cool
they do.
Band.
But yeah, they do so much more, and they do they're in my opinion my favorite band of all time.
And all time.
Yeah, all time. Oh,
that's strong.
One other thing to the audience, if you are, I highly encourage people to listen, obviously, and I would start with the White Pepper, just because that's their most tame album and most kind of rock album. But yeah, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Ezra, I'd love to get another question. So far, as you've listened, I'd love to hear your favorite song so far.
I think it's still, what's it called? I keep thinking of the word Transcendental Meditation because of David Lynch.
Yes, Transdermal Celebration. That's on.
Yeah.
That's
my
the,
favorite.
Yeah,
and then I really like I'll Be Your Johnny on the Spot. It
that's
sounds
a great
almost
one too.
Industrial, so I just love that. That's just the type of music I like.
Yeah,
two are definitely my favorite.
I believe Transdermal Celebration has one of my favorite guitar riffs of all time.
Mm-hmm. No, the solo in that's really good.
Oh,
not
yeah.
A solo riff, you know what I mean.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I don't know music terminology.
No, yeah.
I'm afraid of loud sounds. So.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely if any of this sounded remotely interesting, give them a listen.
Yeah, definitely check them out from this weird episode of the week's peak to you.
All right.
Yeah, this is a weird episode.
This is a weird episode, but I think this is a fun episode.
No, I think I'm having a blast.
It's a very jazzy kind of just play off each other kind of.
Yeah, freeform. No, I like it's 52 minutes. This is getting cut
all
down
right.
For sure.
Oh yeah.
So we have to
so
make
much,
it, like, a
so
cool
much
ending.
Gold to snip down.
I know. Yeah. There will be a director's cut of this with the full uncut.
Exactly.
Was this commentary? I don't know.
I mean, we haven't had any stall points. And that's one
no,
great thing about this episode. It could you could listen
through.
To it freeform easy.
Yeah. This is just a nice like background noise.
All right.
All right. Do you have any cool final thoughts for the audience?
Not really, man.
Cool advice?
Cool advice would be to listen to Ween. They're a great band, and they are about friendship and compassion. They're not
friendship, love.
Yeah. That's about it.
Skiing. Nice. What advice would you give to the kids listening? If kids listen.
Advice: be watch The Thing and listen to Ween.
Yeah, dude, watch The Thing for sure.
This
if
is
you
one.
Haven't watched The Thing.
Yeah.
You're making a mistake.
One quote I love from this guy, you may have heard of him, Henry Rollins. He's a great artist, and he's been in a bunch of movies and stuff. He talks about Ween. He's like, then out of nowhere, out of total musical, out of a total musical vacuum, out of total darkness comes one ray of light, and it's fucking Ween. And that's a great quote to summarize what Ween is if you're looking for something different.
Yeah, definitely check them out. Those are our two recommendations for the week.
Yeah, that's on this week's peak. Your two
on this
recommendations.
Week's peak.
It's your homework, week's peak listeners. Listen to a Ween and watch The Thing.
Yes, yes, yes. Now time to say the week's peak thing. This was our peak this week, and we made it over it. We will see you guys at the next one.